Thank you for tuning in to another Outside the Box. Today's topic is a day of mourning. What will you be doing for Thanksgiving this year? I'm not sure where I'll be, but I won't be giving thanks. In the last 15 years, I've grown increasingly uncomfortable with the late November holiday. Oh, I do think we should give thanks for a bountiful harvest, and many gardens, including mine, were overflowing with vegetables this year. But Thanksgiving is also partly mythologized as originating from a true historical event in the fall of 1621. The story is that First Nations people from the Wampanoag tribe helped Plymouth Rock pilgrims to subsist in their second winter in the New World. Native and non-native gathered for 3 days to share food and celebrate a successful harvest. It sounds friendly and delicious, but the myth of Thanksgiving turns history on its head. Yes, Native Americans did help the colonists to survive a very difficult first winter of 1620-21, when nearly half the Europeans died. They showed them how to find food when supplies ran out, and they helped the pilgrims to grow crops the following summer and store them in the fall. That fall, pilgrims invited 2 Wampanoags to share harvest food. The 2 brought their chief, Massasoit, and a large number of extended Wampanoag family members. They also brought almost all the food. That's the origin of the Thanksgiving many celebrate today. And look at what the colonists did in return. Genocide of most of the native populations, either accidentally with smallpox or intentionally by killing and scalping the First Nations people who shared the land with them. The pilgrims were savages. There's rarely any mention of that in the Thanksgiving story. That's why Thanksgiving has become a day of mourning for me and many others. I mostly stopped going to Turkey Day events with family and friends over a decade ago. I intentionally ate non-traditional meals on that day. In 2004, instead of eating at all, I attended the National Day of Mourning in Plymouth, Massachusetts. That was the 35th annual National Day of Mourning. 4 years earlier, in 2000, during its annual march through the streets of Plymouth, over 25 marchers were arrested illegally. And as part of a settlement, the city installed 2 monuments. One described the treatment of Metacom, King Philip, who was killed during King Philip's War in the 1670s, and whose head was paraded around the region as a lesson to other native people. The other monument, from the United American Indians of New England, describes very simply and clearly the National Day of Mourning. It says, quote, "Since 1970, Native Americans have gathered at noon on Coles Hill in Plymouth to commemorate a National Day of Mourning on the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. Many Native Americans do not celebrate the arrival of pilgrims and other European settlers. To them, Thanksgiving Day is a reminder of the genocide of millions of their people, the theft of their lands, and the relentless assault on their culture. Participants in the National Day of Mourning honor Native ancestors and the struggles of Native people to survive today. It's a day of remembrance and spiritual connection, as well as a protest of the racism and oppression which Native Americans continue to experience." End quote. The annual march through the streets of downtown Plymouth will be held again this year. Themes usually include self-determination and sovereignty, comparing treatment of First Nations people to the World War II Holocausts against Jews, Roma, GLBTQ people, and others, and the current use of the U.S. legal system as a weapon of mass destruction against Native Americans. How will you be observing Thanksgiving this year? I'm Larry Danziger, and I plan to remember the tragedies perpetrated on First Nations peoples again on Thanksgiving Day.